then I said to myself, it's time to get into the action, go across the Atlantic. So I quit the Berkshire and went in Maine, in Boston, and got a job on the Neshaba, Leitch Brothers. And she was a West Coaster. Are you recording now?
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Neshaba was a World War I freighter built on the West Coast. And she was very hard to sail because she was so low in midships that the water was hitting the side of the ship and hitting all the doors and windows along the middle, along the side. Also, they had locomotives for the British Railway. And in order to get us from the rooms that we had, the quarters were in the stern. And we had to get up on a platform, on a catwalk, and go up to the center of the ship, and to get lunch and breakfast and do all our work.
Right.
And one night we had a rough evening, and I was walking forward and sensed that something was wrong. So I did not take a step forward. I slid my foot forward and found that the catwalk had been smashed and washed away. So I climbed down onto the deck and stepped over all the wires that were holding the locomotives down and went to get my breakfast. But that taught me that you better not jump at any conclusions about anything.
Right.
We got over to England and they put us into Liverpool. And the captain knew to warn the pilot who was taking us in with two tugboats and to put us in the locks there. They had basins where they put the ships in and then closed the locks, and the ship would float whereas the tide would be going out and would leave the ship high and dry otherwise. But the captain called down to the pilots, direct drive turbine. And each pilot captain was very discouraged and said, oh, that means that you had to do things very slowly. Direct drive turbine, you couldn't stop the motors of the ship. Mm-hmm. You had to turn them off, let them slow down to zero, and then start up to go astern. And as you can imagine, it took three times as long as doing it with controlled turbine. Well, that showed us that we were not very mobile. Then we came back empty, and we were given some cargo to take back, empty brass shells from artillery. And when the ship rolled in the Atlantic, that thing made more noise than you can shake a stick at. Rattle, rattle, rattle. And then the other side, rattle, rattle, rattle. And it was very annoying all the way across. And